could a CEO's personality type impact a company's bottom line? Researchers at Stanford, the University of Chicago, and Harvard believe the answer is yes. They did a linguistic analysis of conference calls of thousands of CEOs of publicly traded companies and found that companies with more introverted CEOs actually outperformed others. Oliver Staley wrote about this in Quartz. He's a reporter there, and he joins us from New York. Oliver, this study has not been peer-reviewed yet, but can you explain how researchers did it?
Sure, yeah. So the researchers started off with some very in-depth studies of about 100 CEOs and were able to look at how they spoke and make inferences about how those speech patterns mapped to their personalities. Then they applied that, sort of like a Rosetta Stone, to the conference calls of almost 5,000 CEOs. And so they were able to sort those CEOs into different buckets of the big five personality types. Those are five personality types that psychologists have been using for a couple of decades. Extroversion and introversion is one, but also openness, conscientiousness, agreeableness, and neuroticism are the rest of the big five.
And they found that the introverts, their companies did the best.
They tend to do better, yeah. They're depending on what measure you were looking at, they didn't just look at the bottom line. They looked at other metrics of a company's performance. So, for example, CEOs that scored highly on openness tended to invest a lot in R&D, and that kind of makes sense. A CEO who's interested in new things, new experiences, would tend to invest in research and development. And so, yeah, they were able to track certain traits with certain business attributes.
And how do you explain it? Is there any explanation of why the introverts would do better?
Well, there's – you know, one of the things they're very careful to point out is that this is a correlation, not a causation. We don't know that the personality results in the business results. A failing company may seek out an extrovert because they feel like that's going to be the secret. And so that extrovert is going to get tagged with the failure, whether or not it was his or her fault. But it's also possible that a company may look – wouldn't look beyond the personality. When they hire an extrovert with a big, brash personality, they're sort of persuaded by the charisma and may not be paying as much attention to the underlying results. And so the opposite may hold true for introverts. Someone who is not so worried about their public persona may actually be more attuned to actually getting the job done.
So give me an example of how this plays out in the real world.
Well, for example, an extroverted CEO, when I was speaking to one of the researchers, Stephen Kaplan at University of Chicago, he mentioned Carly Fiorina at Hewlett-Packard, who before she was a presidential candidate was a CEO. And she had a big, brash personality but with very mixed results. Rob Johnson, more recently at JCPenney, had similarly the kind of personality that lands on the cover of business magazines but doesn't have the results that necessarily make investors take notice. On the flip side, a famous introvert is Bill Gates, a guy who seems much more comfortable spending time thinking by himself than engaging in small talk. And another name that may be a bit surprising is Mark Zuckerberg, a famous person but not necessarily an extroverted person.
And we know how Facebook is doing very well.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
That's Oliver Staley, a reporter with Quartz. And we'll link you to more about this at hereandnow.org. Oliver, thanks.
Thank you.